Hi, thank you for having me.
I mean, it's been a massive 18 months for you. It must have been like a whirlwind, everything that's happened in the last 18 months for you so far.
Yeah, it's been crazy, but I haven't actually... There's not been like a moment where I've been like, this is mad, because it's all kind of... You're getting used to it as it happens, you know?
Mm.
But sometimes, yeah, I look back on... Like, if someone told me I'd be touring, I don't know, America... like 5 years ago, I probably wouldn't have believed them.
Well, then yeah. That's exactly it, because I was going to just bring up touring with a 1975. Must have been great working with them, and of course going all around the world. I mean, you say you don't have any moments, but have you got one particular place that you absolutely loved playing?
Oh, my favourite place to play would probably be... Oh, I don't know. I've had so much fun, lots of the gigs. Well, actually, the most beautiful place was Red Rocks.
Mm.
It was like basically a stage in a canyon.
Wow.
Which is pretty funny. Yeah. And the sun was setting, and so it was just like, it looked like The Lion King.
Brilliant. Absolutely love it. Absolutely brilliant. And I have to ask as well, Anne, because I imagine you get this quite a lot, but I was just really curious about how the Japanese, how did that come about, the actual name itself?
It was basically, I was thinking of weird names to call myself. And, I remember this time when I was probably about 5, maybe, I don't know, yeah, probably about 5, and I had gone on holiday to Devon with my parents, and or maybe it was Cornwall, but I can't remember, and there was a girl next door who was also a similar age, and I told her that I was a boy called Danny and dressed up as boy.
Yeah.
And I told her I was a boy called Danny. And she believed me, and then at the end of the week, I told her I was actually a girl, and she broke down and cried because she was in love with me. She'd fallen in love with me. And then I looked up... My mum told me that it was Kate Winslet's house, and
yeah.
It was the Japanese house.
So, well, that certainly is a story behind a name there. That's yeah, I was going to say... It's usually something come up with in a back room somewhere in Manchester when someone was playing. So that's possibly the best story behind a name I've ever heard. And of course, I mean, you have been out on the road yourself now as well, playing across the country. Have you been enjoying being out on the road again?
Yeah, it's so fun. One of my best friends is coming with me to sell merch for the tour. And pretty much everyone I work with is a good friend of mine. And yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And the shows have been amazing.
Yeah, sounds absolutely fantastic. And of course, you had the new single coming out recently, Face Like Thunder. You must have been really happy with how well that was received as well.
Yeah, no, that was crazy. I think people really seem to connect with that song. So yeah, I'm excited for the whole EP to be out.
Yeah, certainly sounds very exciting. And of course, you've got Wardrobe tomorrow in Leeds. That must be one that you're certainly looking for. Have you ever played Wardrobe or played in Leeds before?
I played it at, I can't remember what it was called. It was the one with the glass. It looks like a shop window. It was actually one of my favourite shows of the tour.
Mm.
So I've got big expectations.
Yeah. And a lot of people do rave about Wardrobe as well, because it's quite a sort of intimate kind of gig. Is that the sort of gig that you like, where it's you know, it's not an absolutely massive venue, you know, you're actually quite intimate there with the fans?
Yeah, I really like that. I really like intimate shows. Obviously, having supported 1975, I've kind of experienced both kind of sides of things, and I like both, but I think I probably prefer that intimate setting.
Well, that's absolutely brilliant. And Amber, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the Daytimes today.
Thanks very much for having me.